Welcome, everyone. Appreciate your presence. I would ask that you would open your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. A familiar chapter. Familiar words for most of us. We'll begin in verse 1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the men of old gained approval. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained the testimony that he was righteous, God testifying about his gifts, and through faith, though he is dead, he still speaks. Verse 5, by faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death, and he was not found because God took him up. For he obtained the witness that before his being taken up, he was pleasing to God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those who seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned by God about things not yet seen, in reverence prepared an ark for the salvation of his household, by which he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed, by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he lived as an alien in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise, for he was looking for the city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, verse 11, even Sarah herself received ability to conceive even beyond the proper time of life, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore also there was born of one man, and him as good as dead, and at that as many descendants as the stars of heaven in number and innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. All these died in faith, verse 13, without receiving the promises, but have seen them, and having welcomed them from a distance, and having confessed that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For those who say such things make it clear that they are seeking a country of their own. And indeed, if they had been thinking of that country from which they went out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, verse 17, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was offering up his only begotten son. It was he to whom it was said, "In Isaac your descendants shall be called." He considered that God is able to raise men even from the dead, from which he also received him back as a type. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau, even regarding things to come. By faith, Jacob, as he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the exodus of the sons of Israel and gave orders concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is unseen. By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, so that he who destroyed the firstborn might not touch them. By faith, verse 29, they passed through the Red Sea as though they were passing through dry land, and the Egyptians, when they attempted it, were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the harlot did not perish along with those who were disobedient after she had welcomed the spies in peace. And what more shall I say? For time will fail me if I tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, and of David, of Samuel, and the prophets, who by faith conquered kingdoms, performed acts of righteousness, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, from weakness were made strong, became mighty in war, put forward armies to fight. All by faith. All by faith. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 20, and he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end will be, for they are a perverse generation, children in whom is no faith. And Habakkuk 2, verse 4, behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. Within these two Old Testament verses, if you have a computer word search program of the Bible, and you use the English word faith, these are the only two times that you'll see the English word faith in the Old Testament. Well, the Hebrew usage of the word tells a much wider, deeper story, and that's what we want to look at now. He said, I will hide my faith from them. I will see what their end will be, for they are a perverse generation, children in whom is no faith. The word implies established, trusty, also trustworthiness, and faithful. Again, if you just go by the English word faith, you'll only see faith in the Old Testament two times. And we just read in Hebrews chapter 11 of faith in the Old Testament repeated time and time and time and time and time again. Sometimes our English translation does not give the scripture the justice that it deserves. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. Behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. Almost the exact same word. Literally firmness, security, fidelity, faithfulness, a set office, stability, steady, truly, truth, verily. Exodus 17, verse 12 uses this same word in the context of steady. Deuteronomy 32, verse 4, uses this exact same word in the context of truth. 1 Samuel, 2 Kings, 2 Chronicles use this word as faithfulness and faithfully, and things faithful. It's the same word. In 1 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 22, in their set office, implying firmness, this same word we find. Also in verse 26 of chapter 9 and verse 31 of chapter 9 and 2 Chronicles 31:15 and 31:18. In the Psalms, we find repeated use of this beautiful word of faithfulness, implying trust, faithfulness, and truly used 22 times in the Psalms. In Proverbs, truth used once, faithfulness once, and truly once, all the same word. Isaiah 4 times references faithfulness using this word. Jeremiah 4 times, Lamentations 4 times, and Hosea, the one word, one use that we looked at. And then in Habakkuk 2, verse 4, behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Faith is a word that is just tossed around today like a ping pong ball. And yet its meaning is so deep. There are elements of faith in the Old Testament that imply steady, truth, faithfulness, faithfully, and a set office, truly. So when someone says, I live by faith, it is not a whim. It is a conviction. It is all-encompassing. Faith is comprehensive. In the New Testament, we have a different word. And Vine says, primarily firm persuasion, a conviction based upon hearing, i.e. to persuade, is used in the New Testament always of faith in God or Christ or spiritual things. It is used as trust, trustworthiness, fidelity, what is believed, the contents of belief, and assurance. Very much like we see in the Old Testament. Faith is faith, whether it be in the Old Testament or whether it be in the New Testament. Faith is faith. Vines goes on, the main elements in faith is in its relation to the invisible God. We saw faith manifest itself this morning. We saw a young lady who through faith knew that she needed to do more to be baptized into Christ. Biblical spiritual baptism, giving herself to God in the way that the Bible prescribes. Let us all be active, living in the way that the Bible prescribes, by faith. A faith which is trustworthy. A faith in which we put all of our trust in the Lord. A faith that is one in which we understand what we believe. And a faith that offers full assurance. If we can help you this evening.